How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I am your host, T. That's me, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside here on the T podcast to entertain all of you fine people, especially my movie reviews. This is what we're doing tonight, or today, depending on when you listen. Some people say I have a way with words. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging. That means I'm the GOAT of blogging. The Conor McGregor of podcasting. That means I'm a quint when it comes to podcasting. The white Tupac of screenwriting. Why? Because when I write with the Thug Life tatted across my chest. I don't, but I do have a T on my arm. The King of the Bean, a.k.a. Boston. The man who is always, 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 always on his, what am I on? Grown man, wait for it. Shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do here, and that is to entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. Welcome to the Tea Podcast. I gave a little bit away just a couple seconds ago. This is obviously a movie review. You saw the friggin' title when you clicked on it. What am I reviewing? Allow me. That's right. Last Christmas. All right. I could do this in 15 minutes. I got about 13 left. I got to give you a little background into this reason why I went to see this movie. Why of all the movies I do, I see, and I review here, why this is one of them. I got to give you a quick little context to this whole thing. Said it before, I'll say it again. I'll see any movie, every movie out there. Some I'll pay to go see, some I'll wait for Netflix, some I'll wait for cable. I am a screenwriter. I want to be a screenwriter. I'm almost there. I've had a few deals on the table that fell through, but I love movies. I am a movie fan. I go 40 times a year. Plus, always gone solo. Occasional dates here and there, but very few and far between. I don't think movies are a good day place. Serious enough relationships that I've been in, I still didn't want to take women to that because I wanted to focus on the movie. I want to be distracted. Why? Well, again, I'm not saying I'm going to talk, but I could be distracted in the essence that it could be a snack being passed and fork back and forth. It could be anything. Like, what did I just miss going to the bathroom? And I didn't want to deflect that back then onto the date that I was with. But my girlfriend, my current girlfriend, loves movies, thankfully. She loves rom-coms, romantic comedies, for those of you not in the industry. She loves the classic romantic comedy. She loves going and seeing movies now with me, which is great because I will see every movie and I explain that to her, that both the movie fan and the screenwriter in me has to see every movie. Now, there it doesn't mean I'm going to pay and go see every movie, but with her, we kind of had to negotiate. For instance, recently, and I said this on a couple reviews when I did the Terminator 6 review, aka Terminator Dark Fate, not too long ago, as the sirens go by the T-Palace, I didn't think in almost 2020 that I would be seeing both Sylvester Stallone and another Rambo and Arnold Schwarzenegger and another Terminator, but hence I did. And I dragged my girlfriend to those movies. And by dragging her to go see especially the painful Rambo 5, and also I took her to go see the Kevin Smith Q&A, but before that it was the reboot to Jay and Silent Bob, and she had to sit there for an extra hour. It was a 10 o'clock show. We watched the movie, and next thing you know, it's 1:30 in the morning after the Q&A. So I felt obligated, and a deal was struck that I will watch holiday romantic comedies with her, some of the classics, but also I would go see movies that she would like to go see. One of them was Last Christmas. Last Christmas, starring Emilia Clarke, a.k.a. Khaleesi from Game of Thrones, Danny Dracarys. I've seen her a couple movies. I think she's only good as Khaleesi in these movies. She's kind of dopey. She has a weird smile. She's a little awkward. She plays this oddball little English girl, and this movie was no different. And starring the other guy that's from Crazy Rich Asians, that was in this other movie that my girl made me watch the other night too, with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. I don't remember the fucking name because it was so painful. Even I fell asleep, and I never really fall asleep during movies. I don't like this kid. I don't think he can act. He's very stiff, but he's the love interest in this movie, Tom. All right, so Khaleesi in this movie, she is an elf, works at a Christmas store. Her name is Katerina. She's from Yugoslavia, but now she's in London, so she goes by Kate. In the whole premise of the story, last Christmas, Emma Thompson plays the mom in this movie. She also wrote the script with her husband. She also produced the movie with her husband. This movie, no book. It's not from any source material, but the song I just fucking played you. That's right. Last Christmas by Wham, George Michael. Is George Michael's songs throughout this entire fucking movie. But that song, Last Christmas, is played at least 10,000 fucking times in this movie. Not 10,000, but enough. She wrote the whole script based off of this song. She came up with this story. All right. You seen the trailer. What do you think? Ladies out there, you probably all went to see it because there was nothing but women in this fucking theater. I was the only guy. It was filled with estrogen. It was unbelievable how many women were in this movie theater. But also the movie kind of flopped. It came in at number 4. It only made like 17 fucking million. And the reason why it flopped, it's kind of sucked. Not in a bad way, in a corny, campy way. But you seen the trailer. Maybe you don't know what the fuck's going on. Before I give anything away, spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. I spoil movies here and I'll tell you that. Here's the spoiler. You listen to the song, Last Christmas? What happens after he says Last Christmas? Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. What's the big twist in the movie? This is no M. Night Shyamalan movie. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Oh, no, no, it's not that I gave you my heart in the essence that I fell in love with you last Christmas. No, no, no. Tom, the guy that you see in the trailer literally gave Katerina, Kate, his fucking heart. That motherfucker's dead. Oh, yeah. And he was dying. And then he was organ donor. She had a heart problem. She had a heart condition. Last Christmas, she was on the table in the gurney. Tom gets hit by a motherfucking bus. And they take his heart out of him and put it into her. Now, that's revealed halfway through the movie. At the beginning part, she's running around working in this little Christmas store, working for Santa. Not Santa, the fat, jolly guy with the beard, but Santa, an Asian woman who loves Christmas. So she's an elf. Katerina, working for Santa, and she is hooking up. She's kind of a slut. She literally goes home with a different guy every night. She leaves her parents' house. She's trying to stay with friends, but she's banging guys left and right. She's drinking every night. She has no ambition, doesn't want to do anything. She used to be a singer, but she really hasn't fallen through in the singing. She kind of goes to auditions, but she really fucks up the auditions. She kind of is half-assed and everything. Why? Because she feels like she's only putting half her heart into it. Pun intended. She starts seeing this guy, Tom. He's magically appearing. Tom does not talk to anyone else. Tom does his little dance around other people because I turned to my girlfriend and I said, obviously, this is like The Sixth Sense when that little kid, the only fucking person that could see Bruce Willis was him. I call that movie way back when. I knew Bruce Willis was fucking dead. I'm like, Tom's dead. At that point, before we find out about the heart thing, Tom's definitely dead or he could be God. Now, as you get a little further along, we kind of knew where it was going. I didn't really look into the song lyrics, even though they play that song, dropping clues to you over and over again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. So, some point in the movie, and she's trying to find Tom. He doesn't have a cell phone. He keeps on saying it's locked in the cupboard because when we end up finding out later on, is that motherfucker had his phone locked in the cupboard, and he died, and the phone was in there. At some point, she ends up going back to the apartment. I'll get to that in a second. But as she's still talking to fucking Tom, they go back to his apartment, dead Tom. So again, as she's doing all these things, and I'm like, you know, they're definitely not seeing this guy. Only she's seen him. They go back to the apartment, and she reveals that, you know, why she is the way she is, and she shows the scar from her heart surgery. And I'm like, there it is right there. Everybody knew last Christmas you gave me my heart that she has Tom's heart inside of her, and that's why she's seeing Tom. Later on, she goes back to the same apartment, and there's a guy in there trying to do a showing of it because basically he tells her that the previous owner died. And he opens up the cupboard. He's like, oh, somebody's phone's in there. And she sees that's Tom's phone. She puts two and two together. You do this big flash backwards of she's seen all the times where she thought Tom was there ice skating with her, but she was actually alone. That Tom was helping her change in the street, but she was actually alone. The conversation she was having in the bench, which turns out that was dedicated for him because he died a year ago. She was actually alone. And the guy, as he's telling the whole story of how he died, realized what happened. She flashes back to the night of last Christmas when she was dying from her heart condition. And she got a heart transplant. And throughout the whole movie, Tom is like, look up. That was a saying, look up, look up. You know, that's what he did. He also got her to go to a shelter, a homeless shelter he used to volunteer at. And she ended up singing over there. And she had to put on a performance. And that's how it all ends in a play. But back to who he was, basically, the analogy, the whole point of that, not just him dying, she was like wasting his heart. He was such a good guy that he did all these great things that he's trying to convince her to do, like finding more, not just in Christmas and overall. Don't waste your second chance at life. Don't keep on drinking. Don't keep on having these piss poor relationships that are only physical. There's no connection with anyone. Stop being a better friend. Be a better daughter. She becomes a better sister and rekindles a relationship with her sister, with her parents as a daughter. And she volunteers at the homeless shelter. She starts singing again. And the whole play that they put on with the homeless people, obviously the song, the guy, when the homeless guy is like, sing us a little song. And of course, last Christmas, I gave you my heart. There you go, over and over again in between. She's listening to George Michael on a headphone. So, should you make a movie, a romantic comedy, a love story? Because it wasn't really that funny off of a song. I don't know if that's ever been done before. I try to put on my movie hat and go back and think. I've seen movies being made off of comic books. I've seen movies being made off of Disney rides, hence Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a Small World supposed to come out. Alice in Wonderland is both a book. I've seen a lot of things get turned into movies. I've never seen a George Michael song, a Wham song, become a Christmas movie, a rom-com, a romantic comedy with Khaleesi, who I don't know if she'll ever come over to movies. She'll probably get back into another TV show. She is not a big screen actor. She is a silver screen, not the golden screen. She could be good on TV shows. And this guy, even though Crazy Rich Asians made all this fucking money, I guess could be a strong leading man. I think when you look in this inclusive day and age, not every leading man should be a white guy, a good-looking white guy. I think if you want to take him as a good-looking Asian guy, I think this guy's going to get cast in movies as you know more movies branch out into including people of different races and background, which is a good thing for Hollywood. But I mean, being inclusive is one thing. Does it add to the story? Can you just cast anybody in it? Like, we're going to a point right now, and I don't want to get too far up topic, where everybody was giving, like, Scarlett Johansson a white female for playing characters that should have been Asian or transgender. Like, I don't want to go down that road tonight, but this kid is going to have a career in movies while Khaleesi, Emilia Clarke, I think she's going to go back to TV shows because she can't carry a movie as a lead actress. And I'm just saying that right now, I'm calling it now. I think she has maybe two or three more movies in her before she goes back to a TV show. But Last Christmas, guys, there weren't many women in the theater, not many couples. If your girl makes you go see that movie, strike a deal like I did, go see it. It's not the worst love story ever made. It is the holiday time. I don't know how long it's going to be in theaters because, again, it came at number 4. It probably will have like 2 more weeks into it at best before they pull it. But it won't be up on Netflix or cable during the holiday season. But that's something that I don't think will become a holiday classic by any means. So there it is. I don't recommend it. I don't give a thumbs up. See it when it comes on to cable. Unless you want to burn off an hour and a half with your girl and go see a movie. She really wants to see it. Be a trooper, be a good boyfriend, and definitely go see the movie. But other than that, Last Christmas, I got that song still stuck in my fucking head. And I made it worse for myself by playing it here twice on the podcast. But that's it. That movie was made off a Wham song by Emma Thompson, who put herself all over that fucking movie. Put George Michael all over that fucking movie. That's that. Last Christmas, Hans Zimmer's coming in. He's probably like, this is a guy who's written fucking scores for some classic movies. He's like, this is what the world's come to. A George Michael Christmas fucking movie. Yeah, Hans, this is the world we live in now, my man. Where to find me? On Instagram, 2 accounts, the_T_podcast for the podcast related stuff. T blog all one word for some cool, amazing pics. On Twitter, T blog all one word. Facebook, I'm on the old T-Blog page, and you can email me anything you want to know about movies and my take and my opinion, t@t-blog.com. And you can find me here on T-Podcast, twice a week, running solo, and once a week, almost every Thursday, with B-Lo, doing what we do here, entertaining the shit out of all of you. That's the show, everyone. Until next time, always take it.